Wow, thanks so much, Frank. That was encouraging. The last time I spoke here on a Sunday evening was back at Easter, and Brother Andrew Clements gave his testimony. And there is something about hearing people's stories. It takes the scripture you just see it applied. It's so great to see what you guys are doing and what y'all are allowing to happen here in this fellowship with different men coming up. And as I was thinking about Frank talking about that brush arbor, there was not as much to do back then, was there? So to have time to put up a brush arbor, boy, we have certainly busied ourselves today in this time, haven't we? Me and my dad had a chance yesterday afternoon to go visit my uncle Kyle Jones, and got there and he was sitting out on the porch, and Steve and Pat came out, and Betty was taking care of Kyle, and we sat down and just visited. And somebody made a comment, boy, this is just like the way it used to be. And so I had to take their word for it, that that's how it used to be. But it was really nice as we talked about life and health and the things of God. But tonight, the elders have been kind enough to let me do something a little different. We're going to certainly be doing some teaching, but music has such an important, certainly is an important part of my life, and you see it all through Scripture and how to worship and how it can be used through worship. But anytime we have a chance to sing praises to the Lord, it's a special time for me. Jude wrote these words in Jude verses 24 and 25. He said, "Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore." Boy, we serve an amazing God, one that loves us with an everlasting love, a love that began before we were born, created, or thought in our parents' minds. He is a God who is able to keep us. The Lord said, "If I've begun a good work in you, I'll complete it. I'll complete it."
To the only God who is able to keep us, able to keep us from falling. To the only God be all glory and honor, majesty and power, for all ages now and forevermore. To the only God who is able to keep us, able to keep us from falling. To the only God be all glory and honor, majesty and power, for all ages now and forevermore. Forevermore. Be all glory and and honor, majesty and power, for all ages now and forevermore. Forevermore.
Amen. And He is able to keep us from stumbling and from falling. The prophet Isaiah in chapter 40, verses 28 through 31 said, "Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, He increases strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." As we grow so weary at times in our walk with the Lord and in our walk in life, isn't it encouraging to know that when we cry out in need and cry out in a time of distress, our God never sleeps or slumbers. He's always there with a listening ear. We may not hear the answer we're hoping for, but know that our cries reach His ears. He loves His children. This song is called Everlasting God. It's right out of this passage of Scripture.
Strength will rise as we wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. Strength will rise as we wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. Our God, You reign forever. Our hope, our strong deliverer. You are the everlasting God. The everlasting God. You do not faint, You won't grow weary. You're the defender of the weak. You comfort those in need. You lift us up on wings like eagles. Strength will rise as we wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. Strength will rise as we wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. Our God, You reign forever. Our hope, our strong deliverer. You are the everlasting God. The everlasting God. You do not faint, You won't grow weary. You're the defender of the weak. You comfort those in need. You lift us up on wings like eagles.
You know, many times I look at that and I go, boy, it's good to know that the Lord is helping those who are weak. You know, boy, there's a lot of people out there who are weak and in need. And then it hits me. Who is the weakest and the neediest of all? And I look at myself. And I say, thank you, God. Thank you that you do not grow weary, that you do not faint, but that if I wait upon you, and while I'm waiting, I'm serving, you lift us up. You lift us up. And we're soaring, not in our own strength, because we have nothing to offer, but in his strength and in his strength alone. And he receives the glory. God said, I will not share my glory with another. He's a jealous God. He's jealous of our covenant relationship, because we think, well, shouldn't, it's not right to be jealous, but he is jealous of that covenant relationship. And anything that gets in the way of the covenant relationship between God and me, boy, he's jealous. He said, thou shalt have no other gods before me. None. I'm the only one. I need to be your complete focus, your complete everything. These next three songs, all these songs are about Jesus, but or God, Jesus, God, all that Holy Spirit, Trinity. But these next three songs are specifically about the Lord Jesus. In his, just who he is to us. Many times we come upon difficulties and trials in our life, and we feel as though we're slipping a little bit. Our hold on him is slipping, and it's encouraging to know that it's not dependent on how tight I hold on to him, because you see, he's got me wrapped up. He's got me wrapped up real good. Hopefully the song will encourage you if you're going through some hard times right now. I have come to this ocean, and the waves of fear are starting to grow. Doubts and questions are rising with the tide. So I'm clinging to the one sure thing I know. And I will hold on to the hand of my Savior. And I will hold on with all my might. I will hold loosely to things that are fleeting. Hold on to Jesus, I will hold on to Jesus for life. I've tried to hold many treasures, they just keep slipping through my fingers like sand. There's one treasure that means more than breath itself. So I'm clinging to it with everything I am. And I will hold on to the hand of my Savior. And I will hold on with all my might. I will hold loosely to things that are fleeting. And hold on to Jesus, I will hold on to Jesus. Like a child holding on to a promise, I will cling to his word and believe. As I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. So I will hold on the hand of my Savior, and I will hold on with all my might. I will hold loosely to things that are fleeting, and hold on to Jesus for life. I will hold on to Jesus for life.
I will hold on to Jesus. I will hold on to Jesus for life.
Pray you're holding on to Him and you're allowing the so-called treasures of this world to do just what the songwriter said. Slip through your fingers. There's no need to hold on to things that are perishing and falling away. They'll all be soon distant memories when we see the face of our Savior. We can hold His hand. A good day that will be. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 18 and 19 says, knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things, like silver or gold, from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and spot. Our redemption came at a very high price. Let's please not cheapen it. Let's remember what it cost our dear Savior. It cost Him everything. Not just the pain and the suffering of the cross and those who tormented Him there at Calvary, but when His Father turned His back on Him, those three dark hours. It was that separation. It cost Him everything. He did it for love. He did it in complete obedience to His Father. You see, it's all because of Jesus that we're alive, just like we talked this morning. Well, this song's a little bit more rhythm to it. So one person told me, make sure we don't drag tonight, you know. But the first chord I hit earlier tonight, there was a couple folks with their hands over their ears. But Jonathan fixed all that. All because of Jesus. Giver of every breath I breathe, author of all eternity, giver of every perfect thing, to You be the glory. Maker of heaven and of earth, no one can comprehend Your worth. King over all the universe, You be the glory. And I'm alive because I'm alive in You. And it's all because of Jesus I'm alive. And it's all because the blood of Jesus Christ that covers me and raise this dead man's life. It's all because of Jesus I'm alive. Giver of every breath I breathe, author of all eternity, giver of every perfect thing, to You be the glory. Maker of heaven and of earth, no one can comprehend Your worth. King over all the universe, You be the glory. And I'm alive because I'm alive in You. And it's all because of Jesus I'm alive. And it's all because the blood of Jesus Christ that covers me and raised this dead man's life. It's all because of Jesus. Every sunrise sings Your praise. The universe cries out Your praise. I'm singing freedom all my days now that I'm alive. And it's all because of Jesus I'm alive.
It's all because the blood of Jesus Christ that covers me and raised this dead man's life. It's all because of Jesus. It's all because of Jesus I'm alive. It's all because the blood of Jesus Christ covers me and raised this dead man's life. It's all because of Jesus I'm alive.
Amen. Amen. Let me just take a brief moment to just share the good news that I'm singing about. You know, I look out of the crowd this size and certainly pray that everyone sitting here has received this one that we continually sing about, one I've been singing about tonight. I say it's all because of Jesus. I'm alive. And as we talk this morning, now I'm alive because of Jesus, there must have been a state I was in before Jesus. A sad state, a fallen state. You see, when God put Adam into the garden, perfect, to worship him and to tend the garden, and brought in Eve so that Adam would not be alone. And Satan came along and does what he does so well. He exchanged the truth of God for a lie. He twisted things. He made something that was clear in the economy of God of right and wrong. And he said, did God really say that? A little bit of doubt in the mind of Eve. And of course, she took that fruit, and she ate it, and she gave some to Adam, and sin entered the world. And that relationship between God and man was broken, because God is a holy and righteous God, and his law was broken. And the penalty for his law being broken is death. And not just physical death, but spiritual death. Separation from God forever. Because whether or not you believe in life after physical death, it makes no difference whether you believe it or not. It is so. Not because I've said it, or someone here from this pulpit has said it. God has said it. And he's made it clear in his word. So the relationship between God and man has been broken now because of sin. And the only way that that sin can be paid for is if we die. And so it seems we are hopeless without any chance of being restored back to God. But you see, God, in his infinite wisdom and love and grace, said there is a way. And he sent his own Son, God, come down to live among us. God in the flesh to dwell among us and to teach us. To live a perfect, sinless life and to go to the cross of Calvary and have his arms stretched out and blood poured out. For his own sin? Absolutely not. For whose sin? For our sin. So that we might be brought back to God. You see, that's why the gospel, when we speak of that, our brother spoke of the gospel tonight. You know what that means? Good news. It's good news that we can be brought back to God because of what Jesus did on the cross. And so many might say, well, this is great news. Jesus died, sins are forgiven. I'm good, I'm in. Heaven's my home. But you see, what happens is we need to understand that the provision has been made that we might go to heaven. You see, when the Israelites were in the wilderness and they began to grumble against the Lord, and the Lord sent fiery serpents in. And they bit the people, and the people started dying, because that's what happens when poisonous snakes bite people. They die. And the people said, We want things to be right again. And so God told Moses, the leader of that group, to craft this bronze serpent and put it up on a stick in the middle of the camp. And he said, if anyone looks at the serpent, that bronze serpent, they'll be made well. But you see, just because the bronze serpent was in the middle of the camp didn't mean everyone was immediately well. The provision had been made for them to be well, right? And so you can only imagine the situation when there's a sick man lying in the bed. He's been bitten by this snake. And his wife comes running in. Guess what? Good news. Moses has talked to God. They put up this snake, and all you have to do is look at it and you'll be healed. And he says, that's great news. That's great news. I'm going to be healed. And she says, yes, you have to get up and look at the serpent. And he says, you know, there's a lot going on today. It's a busy day. Got some things to do, and I'm not feeling 100%. And I really would just rather kind of just lay here today. What? No. You have to get up and look. You got to believe. Your belief's got to be put into action. You believe that if you look at the snake, yeah, I believe. I believe. But he lays there, and he doesn't get up. Guess what's going to happen to the man? He's going to die. And I promise you, if you sit here tonight and go, yeah, I hear you, Eric, but I'm young. I got my whole life ahead of me. Life's pretty good right now. I'll get to the Jesus thing later. You're on a broad road heading for destruction. The wrath of God, which fell on his son, the Lord Jesus, the provision was made, but if you don't accept what he's done and your life looks different, like our brother was talking about, his life was different. He wanted it to be different and look different, change. Then the wrath of God will fall on your head. God wouldn't do that to me. He's a God of love. No, he's a just God, and he must pour wrath out on you because you've broken his law and you've not accepted the provision that's been made. Now do you understand why we sing, it's all because of Jesus I'm alive? You see, it's all about Jesus. Everything is about Jesus. There's nothing that thrills the heart of God the Father more than to hear the name of his Son, the Lord Jesus, lifted up. You see, he is a wonderful, wonderful, merciful Savior. I pray that the Spirit of God would fall upon you right now. That if you have not accepted what Christ has done for you on the cross, that you would do it now. That your life would look different. He's a wonderful, merciful Savior.
Wonderful, merciful Savior, precious Redeemer and friend. Who would have thought that a lamb could rescue the souls of men? Oh, you rescue the souls of men. Counselor, comforter, keeper, Spirit we long to embrace. You offer hope when our hearts have hopelessly lost the way. Oh, we've hopelessly lost the way. You are the one that we praise. You are the one we adore. You give the healing and grace our hearts always hunger for. Oh, our hearts always hunger for. Almighty, infinite Father, faithfully loving your own. Here in our weakness you find us falling before your throne. Oh, we're falling before your throne. You are the one that we praise. You are the one we adore. You give the healing and grace our hearts always hunger for. Oh, our hearts always hunger for.
Amen. Amen. Keeping a close eye on the time. Jonathan told me that this little thing right here was a microphone. But Bill Whitley informed me the closer it got to 8, there's little electrical shocks that come close. And at 8:01, they go up full blast. So I'm keeping a close eye on this time here. Back to the prophet Isaiah. Prophet Isaiah wrote this, prophesied this. He said, "The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill brought low. The crooked places shall be made straight, and the rough places smooth. The glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken." And certainly we see that voice in the wilderness in John chapter 1, verse 23, when John the Baptizer, he says, "I am a voice in the wilderness." The Pharisees were questioning him, "Who are you? Are you Jesus? Are you this guy? Are you that guy?" He said, "I'm a voice in the wilderness," just like the prophet Isaiah said. He said, "Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand." The kingdom of God was at hand because why? Well, the king was on the scene, wasn't he? The king was on the scene. This is a cool song. It's called Glory Revealed.
Voice cries in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. And every valley will be raised, and every mountain peak made low. And the ground, it will be level, and the rough places smooth. And then we will see the glory of the Lord, and all eyes will see the glory of the Lord revealed. Oh, the glory of our Lord revealed. Voice cries in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God, yeah. And every valley will be raised, and every mountain peak made low. And the ground, it will be level, and the rough places smooth. And then we will see the glory of the Lord, and all eyes will see the glory of the Lord revealed. Oh, the glory of our Lord revealed. Go up to a high mountain, lift up your voice with strength, sing, See your God, behold, he comes in power. Then we will see the glory of the Lord, and all eyes will see the glory of the Lord revealed. Oh, the glory of our Lord. And then we will see the glory of the Lord, and all eyes will see the glory of the Lord revealed. Oh, the glory of our Lord revealed. The glory of the Lord. The glory of the Lord.
Sing one more. One more to the glory of the Lord. This is all about Him. What's taking place right now is about Him. This verse out of 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 22. David is giving thanks, King David, he's giving thanks and praise to God, and he says this. He says, therefore, you are great, O Lord God, for there is none like you, nor is there any God besides you, according to all that we have heard with our ears. How great is our God? It's beyond our comprehension. It's beyond our ability to understand how great this God is. How great our God is.
The splendor of the King, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide. Trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all will see how great is our God. Age to age he stands, and time is in his hands. Beginning and the end, beginning and the end. The Godhead three in one, Father, Spirit, Son, the Lion and the Lamb. Lion and the Lamb, how great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all will see how great is our God. Name above all names, worthy of all praise. My heart will sing how great is our God. Name above all names, worthy of all praise. my heart will sing how great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great is our God.
Father in heaven, we give you all the praise and the glory and the honor and the majesty, for you are worthy. We thank you for your Son, the Holy Lord Jesus. We thank you for his wonderful love and majesty and his willingness to go to that cruel cross of shame for us. We are amazed. We stand back and say, how great is our God. We will try to answer that throughout all of eternity. Never come to a completeness of it. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for your presence here with us tonight, moving. I pray that the hearts of those that have heard the truth of the Scripture preached tonight, Lord, through word and through song, that they would yield to the calling of the one who gave his all for them. We thank you. We pray that you would go with us now and encourage our hearts as we go into the mission field to tell the world how great our God is. It's in the name of our soon coming King, the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray all these things. Amen. May the joy of the Lord be your strength.